Yes.
The perk here is the reality in the sense that ultimately, you know, actually Krishna, whatever he wants for reciprocating love with his devotee, that is what happens in the spiritual world. And the spiritual world is eternal reality. Now, in this world, we can say Swakya is an illusion in the sense that actually I may say that these are my children, this is my family, but actually they don't belong to us. The relationship is there, right now it is there, it's temporary. So, now the temporary can be approached in two ways. One is the temporary can be rejected or dismissed or downplayed. That is one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it, the temporary is important while it exists. So, you see, the Bhagavad Gita itself, there's more dynamics are there. You see, Krishna tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita 2.13 that you are not the body of the soul. Dehi nosmi yatha dehi kaumaram namindara. And right in the next verse, Krishna refers to Arjuna by two names which are both related with the body. Matra sparshastu kaunte shitoshu sukha dukkata adama apaya yonite stamsi trishat bharata. So kaunte and bharata. Bharata means a descendant of Bharata dynasty. Kaunte is the son of Kunti. Then if you are not your body, then how are you the descendant of Bharata dynasty? How are you the son of Kunti? See, there is... philosophically, it's true that we are not the body. But while we are living in the world, you know, the bodily reality is also reality. So Prabhupada explains in that purport that actually Krishna is, Prabhupada is that, you know, belonging to a respectable dynasty brings responsibility to act respectively. Essentially, that's what he says. So the idea is that one understands that I am the soul, but acting at the level of the soul is not easy. And if any material designation can inspire us to act dharmically, then that is anukul to bhakti. So, for example, no, yes, to tolerate is not easy. But, oh Arjuna, you are the son of a great queen. You can do great things, so therefore tolerate it. So the idea is, the material, if it comes in the way of the spiritual, it has to reject it. But the material, if it can assist us in the spiritual, we can use it. Srila Prabhupada would do that when, for example, he brought his American disciples to India and they were in the first Pandal festival. Prabhupada said, the whole world sees you Americans as the leaders of the world. Now, what is the use of your being Americans unless you do something special for Krishna? Mm-hmm. Prabhupada's classes told that you're not an American. But then, you know, the function of the body is telling you are American. The same Prabhupada, when he's speaking to Indians, he says, you know, Hindi, in Hindi, he says, you know, yeah, Bhagavad Gita to a Bharata Granth hai. पर भारत में भगवद गीता सिखाने के लिए हमको परदेशी लोग लाने पड़ते हैं। आप सीखो भगवद गीता और आप सिखाओ, बहुत मार्केट है। So, actually, India, भगवद गीता is an Indian book, but you Indians are not teaching it. So, for India, I have to bring foreigners to teach it. But you learn it, you teach it, and there is a big market all over. So, what is Prabhupada doing? Prabhupada is, if the Indian identity is favorable for bhakti, Prabhupada is using. So, from the ultimate spiritual perspective, the relationships of this world, the relations of this world, they are to be given up. But while living in this world, they can be important. They can be important. They can be useful. So we use it. So the Swakya, if it can be used in the sense that okay, I have a relationship, and that relationship makes me responsible, and that relationship helps me to function in a proper way, then that relationship becomes anukul, and we can use it. So ultimately, no one belongs to me. That is true. So that sense of here is false. But while practicing, while living in this world, if it is favorable for bhakti, we should act according to the nature of that relationship or that designation.
So just looking at the epitome of